WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Memorial Football Show, a weekly look inside the Tigers program featuring head coach John Herding and a member of the Memorial team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It is week 6 of the Memorial Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, and all of this is brought to you by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, Mike Carey, the agent from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Evansville Estate Emporium. We'll take a step aside. On the other side, we're going to hear from John Hurley, the head coach of the Memorial Tigers, after the big 45-8 win against Harrison last Friday. We're also going to ask him about the game plan for this upcoming Friday against Bossy. Plus, we'll touch up on Clint Keon and the passing of an Evansville legend, certainly a Memorial legend. All that and more on the other side, right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Bring your car or truck into Mankey's Auto for a free certified inspection. No job is too large or small. Our full-service shop can handle everything from oil changes to engine replacements. Our technicians have over 90 years of experience, and Mankey's offers free loaner cars as well. Call Mankey's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even, shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 6 of the Memorial Football Show with the head coach, John Hurley. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. The Tigers are happy to be 5-0. Coach, really appreciate the time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Congratulations on all 5 wins, including last Friday, a big win, 45-8 against Harrison on the road. You guys leaving no doubt, especially with a clinical second quarter of 31 points. Didn't allow a single point until the second half. So what are your impressions of the way your team played?
I thought we were pretty efficient. You know, that's one of the things we've been trying to work on, being a little bit more efficient offensively. And defensively, especially taking advantages of turnover opportunities, we haven't turned the ball over as much as we'd like to do, or forced teams to turn the ball over. We don't want to turn it. Force teams to turn it over. And, in the second quarter, it really kind of went our way. The first quarter, by the end of the first quarter, I think it was either 7-0. Mm-hmm. Or, Harrison does a good job, trying to manage the clock from the standpoint of, typically, when they snap the ball, there's 2 to 3 seconds left on the play clock.
Yeah, Harrison is—they certainly try to do that. That's kind of one of their key team identifiers, I guess you could say. John Hurley, the head coach of Memorial Football here on WREF, 45-8, a big win. You mentioned, Coach, the defense getting those takeaways that you were looking for, three interceptions. Why now? Why is it now that the defense breaks through in the takeaway department this past Friday as opposed to the previous weeks when you were trying and hoping to get those takeaways?
Well, I mean, it comes down to making plays, and, you know, we've had opportunities. We've dropped a few interceptions, and, you know, the front seven has done a nice job flying around, putting pressure on the opposing quarterback, and they put a lot of pressure on him Friday night to present those opportunities.
Obviously, the offense was extremely effective. You don't score 45 points accidentally, a lot of them 31 in the second quarter, and you guys probably able to take your foot off the gas in the second half. But what did you see offensively? Obviously, you didn't have to rely too heavily on the aerial attack, and the ground game did a lot of the work for you.
Well, it felt like, you know, we were kind of getting to the guys we're supposed to blocking-wise. There's some things we definitely need to clean up, and we're trying to play a few extra guys up front, creating competition at positions. You know, and then really we tried to do a two-minute drill right before the end of the half, but I informed the kids we're going to stay in the eye. And we're going to run the football. We'll see how efficient we can become in doing that. And we wanted to work on the hurry-up field goal at the end of half.
Gotcha. John Hurley here on WREF. Yeah, you mentioned the field goal, and that's something that's pretty cool because I feel like with Pate back there, you guys have an advantage. He's such a weapon in special teams. And just in the kickoff alone, he'll do a great job with field position, and you guys have that advantage, so able to get him an extra look. That's nothing wrong with that. So how would you evaluate his performance so far? I feel like that's a position that doesn't usually get as much coverage as it probably deserves.
Well, sometimes take it for granted, and we probably take it for granted quite a bit because we've been fortunate that we've had him the last several years. We went from Nico Brome straight into Pate, so we've had pretty consistent kickers, but Pate's worked at his accuracy, especially in the field goal department, you know, and we were able to get on the field. So we had a first down, and we immediately called for the hurry-up field goal, and were able to run out there, get set, and get the ball snapped in 12 seconds. And, you know, those are the things we try to simulate during the week in practice. It's just kind of tough to do. So to have to actually do it in a game, and you know, you don't have coaches controlling the clock, it really added a lot of pressure. And so I was proud of those guys from, you know, being ready to run out there, number one, but getting out there, getting set up and executing.
45-8, big win for Memorial to stay undefeated after defeating Harrison last Friday. But this upcoming Friday, they have a big game against Bossy. We'll talk about that later on in the show. We'll take a step aside here on 97.7 FM. Listening to Week 6 of the Memorial Football Show.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loaner cars. Menke's ASE certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show, Week 6 with the head coach, John Hurley. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you now, Coach. After the 45-8 win against Harrison that we were talking about prior to the break, that puts you at 5-0, one of two undefeated SIAC teams in the area, the other one being Wright. So, of course, there's a lot of hype and a lot of excitement around both programs right now. You're just past the halfway point of the season. Obviously, the results are where you want, but how would you evaluate the team as a whole? And I guess what do you make of the first five games of the year, if you can kind of take a step back and reflect?
Well, you know, we started the year off and we talk about each week we want to try to get better and improve. And, you know, like starting off with Jasper, going straight to North, and then coming back with Modern Day on week four. I mean, it's a challenging start to the season. And we felt like we've improved each week. We don't want to take any steps back. And, you know, the one thing you got to make sure you do in this conference, you don't start looking ahead to other people before you finish the week you're involved with. And, you know, that's what makes football a little bit different. You get one opportunity a week, and you got to put a lot of work in to get to that opportunity.
What about the guys, the players? I'd imagine, you know, they're kids. I'd imagine they're kind of riding high right now. Is there an element of, okay, we as a staff have to keep them in check, or are they staying focused, eye on the prize, and that being one week at a time, like you said?
Well, we definitely have an older group, and, you know, this isn't their first rodeo, and they've done a nice job kind of taking it day by day. There was times last week I wasn't pleased with the mental approach at practice, and those are the things we focus on, and it's definitely addressed when we feel like it's not where we want it to be, but a lot of times it's addressed by the older players as well.
Coach, you mentioned it a moment ago that this is an experienced team, and when you say that and when you look at the record at 5-0 right now, I think a lot of people listening to this show right now, they're gonna say, well, this team has what it takes to go all the way. Why not Memorial? And I guess my question to you is, why not Memorial? If you can kind of tell us what you see as far as what could get in this team's way and how you guys are trying to address it just past the midway point of the season, that'd be interesting to hear.
Well, the biggest thing that we've got to do, obviously there's certain things you can't control, and that's injuries.
Sure.
And that's always something that comes into play, and we dealt with that a little bit last year. We're dealing with it a little bit here and there this year. But really, it's the mental approach of the kids, and we're fortunate that I feel like we have a great group of competitors that kind of hold each other accountable. And, you know, one of the things I think it's important is not to get too caught up with who gets credit. And this group's been really good about that. I know defensively we play team defense, we fly around, you know, and they're pretty encouraging to one another. Offensively, it's been the same thing. We're really not getting caught up in our touches and how many touchdowns anybody has or who gets the most stickers. I'm sure they talk about it a little bit, but it doesn't become our focus. And when you can kind of put those things together, and I think that something's a little different to us sometimes is the fact that, you know, I think our kids truly love their school and they play for one another.
Again, John Hurley, the head coach for the now 5-0 undefeated Memorial Tigers here on the Memorial Football Show on WREF. We'll take a step aside, get ready for Week 6 on Friday against Bossy, and the Tigers trying to stay undefeated against the Bulldogs. All that and more on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce.
Weitzel High School football Friday night, and the play-by-play is yours here on ESPN 97.7 FM and online at listentherep.com. Brought to you by Menke's Automotive, Jimmy John's, Cruise and Wash, Tri-State Orthopedic, First Federal Savings Bank, Heritage Petroleum, by D. Patrick Volkswagen, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, the Hilltop Inn, and by Bracket Heating and Air. The pregame show Friday starts at 6 and the kickoff set for 6:30. Castle and Wright's also brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Primetime Pub and Grill, by Lawnmasters of Newburgh, Amy Canterbury, Vandenberg County Commission, by Browning Funeral Home, Tri-State Roofing, the Pit Bar Bell Club, Westside Trading Cards, and by Primetime Sports. This football game is also presented to you by Award World Trophies, Southwest Graphics, Siemens Glass, by Sterling United Federal Credit Union, March Barbecue, and by Dyke Brothers Construction. Castle and Wrights in high school football Friday night here on ESPN 97.7 FM and online at listentherep.com.
Wrapping up shop here on week 6 of the Memorial Football Show with the head coach John Hurley. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. In a couple of days, the Tigers take on the Bulldogs and hosting Bossy. Both teams trying to get a big win, but it's a big win. It's a big game, that is, for two different reasons. Bossy trying to get their first win of the year. Memorial trying to stay undefeated. So, Coach, against the Bulldogs, yeah, they've had their struggles, but what's the focus in practice this week against Bossy?
Well, the focus is maintaining the focus. And, you know, and it's always going to be that way for us. And then, you know, you can't overlook an opponent that you feel might be down a little bit right now. They've made some adjustments. And offensively, they're pretty wide open. They made them change a quarterback. And then on top of that, for this week for us, you know, we've had some really tough news with the passing of Clint Keon and his tightness to our community. His nephew plays on the football team, and he's coached. He coached a lot of the juniors, the current juniors, when they were freshmen in basketball. So, you know, when you're dealing with this young man and how you cope with loss and grief, and that's been a big focus for us this week. And, you know, we're going to make adjustments with the practice schedule for the funeral arrangements and for the showing and things like that, because we definitely want to be there for the family. We also want to be there for our kids, the ones that are, you know, really feeling it right now with the loss of somebody that they respect as much as Clint.
You know, Coach, I know that loss hit the entire community extremely hard, and certainly the Memorial community and your team specifically. So I didn't necessarily want to go there because I know that it's upsetting for a lot of people, but you mentioned it. Let's talk about it. How have you gone about trying to address that, not only with specific players on the team, but your entire football community at Memorial?
Well, the community as a whole, I mean, it's going to be something that we feel for some time. But, you know, and the way that I like to look at a lot of these things is, you know, how fortunate are we that we had the opportunity to be around the guy and have the memories and things to look back on of Clint and the things that he did. And I talked to my wife one day, she teaches at Bossy, and they had some microwaves or something that went out in the cafeteria. So she sent out a Facebook post about, hey, if you got an old microwave, you want to donate it to help the kids out in the cafeteria, Bossy, so they can heat up their lunches. You know, anything would help. Well, Clint shows up first thing in the morning. He's got two microwaves. He went and picked up and dropped it off. I mean, he was always that kind of guy. And I think some of that gets lost when people start talking about what kind of athlete. You know, I think that was part of Clint, no question about it. But he was really a giving and caring person. And anytime, you know, we had something going on in our family, I guarantee you there was a Keon. If it wasn't Clint, it'd be Casey or Katie or somebody that would come and check. So I know the Keon family are really going through a tough time, but I know the community could really show a lot of support because of the amount of things that Clint has done and Casey and Katie have done it within the community.
John Hurley, the head coach for Memorial Football. Of course, a difficult time for the Memorial family, not just football, but really all of Memorial athletics and even academics as well. And, of course, the Evansville community as a whole, losing such a valuable member of the community in Clint Keon, and the entire Keon family, thoughts and prayers there. Hey, Coach, really, really appreciate your time. And, again, congratulations on starting 5-0. Good luck on Friday against Bossy. I know it's going to be a fun game. And looking forward to seeing what you guys do. But, again, I really am throwing thoughts and prayers not only to the Keon family but also to you and everyone that you're associated with at Memorial.
Yeah, really appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it. All right, you've been listening to Week 6 of the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and by Evansville State Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Scott Stratman, Attorney at Law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Memorial Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.